702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
Go straight to news from elsewhere in the world. Adam, racism is a problem we're all too familiar with in this part of the world, and it always rears its ugly head in the world of football, does it not? Talk to me about these ugly scenes in Valencia.
Yeah, vile and vicious racist abuse directed in particular at the Real Madrid striker Vinicius Jr., a Brazilian who says he's been a constant target for racism and abuse whilst in Spain. Weirdly, in the midst of all this going on during the Real Madrid versus Valencia game, the match was stopped at one stage and then went back on. And ultimately, I think he was yellow carded or red carded? But anyway, Vinicius was punished for the fact he was complaining about being abused. The latest incident, therefore, has been registered by Real Madrid as a hate crime, and therefore it will have to be investigated. Spanish prosecutors will look at whether there should be a criminal investigation. But already some of the comments, Spanish Football Federation President Luis Rubiales admitting Spain has a problem with racism, as he put it. The La Liga president, Javier Tebas, criticizing Vinicius himself for not attending meetings about tackling discrimination, which is frankly a bit rich, isn't it? But here's what commentators are saying. There's no plan. There's no structure in place. There is no, as it were, campaign in Spain to kick racism out of football the way it is in other countries and the way it's meant to be globally. It's a problem, isn't it?
It definitely is, and blaming the people who are victims of it for not addressing it is quite extraordinary for me, to be quite frank. Now, here's a story that dominated news headlines when it first emerged. I remember, I think, Sky News reporting on this almost 24/7. The search for Madeleine McCann, that continues?
Yes, and indeed a new search is beginning right now in Portugal at a reservoir. Madeleine McCann having disappeared in May 2007. And it was that thing, wasn't it? It was every day and her parents appeared on the news every day. And maybe that's partly why we're all so conscious of it, because her parents, Kate and Jerry McCann, had so much energy and put so much energy into finding her and the search for her and raising money to look for her and so forth. And when it was every day at one stage, then every week, then every month. And now, I guess, time moves on a little bit, but based on information from the main suspect, a German called Christian Breukner, who's in prison for rape and sexual abuse and some other hideous crimes, it's an area that he used to visit. So we know that Christian Breukner was in the area of Praia da Luz, Portugal, when Madeleine McCann disappeared. We know that this reservoir where they're beginning to search is a place he referred to as his bit of paradise. And therefore, they're putting two and two together. So a joint police operation by the Germans, the Portuguese and the Brits. Dread to think what they might find in a reservoir 16 years later, but maybe we shouldn't go there.
Yeah, and I wonder if you're the McCanns, how do you get to a point of closure on this all these years later when people keep bringing it up in this way? Now, Meta fined $1 billion.
Yeah, for data leaks, essentially, or for not securing data in quite the right way. So Meta, the owner of WhatsApp, Instagram and Facebook, slapped with this fine through Ireland, although it's Ireland that has put the fine on. It's a kind of EU fine, effectively. Meta is absolutely going to appeal against this, but Ireland's Data Protection Commission has basically acted after a decade of to-ing and fro-ing about whether or not passing data from Europe to the United States is safe, where the US has less stringent safeguards, shall we say. So if Meta has indeed been doing this without the appropriate safeguards, then the fine will stand. But obviously, they don't particularly want to pay it, although $1 billion to them, do they care? When I saw this story, I was thinking to myself, OK, well, you can't put a like against it, can you? So instead, perhaps a wow, ha-ha, sad and angry, all in one, I would suggest.
Right, Adam Gilchrist with this morning's Worldview.